Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
There's so much newness coming in. I can just feel it. There's a real white light emphasis here. So, all right. So just while we're getting comfy, I think we've all got intentions we're aware of. But this is a nice moment to acknowledge what we've already put in the pot for our intentions. And then also open up that trusting surrender that the I am that we are, our higher self, our guides, our angels, everyone and all of consciousness that's working with us in co-creativity right now is aligned to listen to the highest intentions for wholeness resonant in our heart space. To trust our intentions are known and that they sit there and that they're heard by everyone helping us and everything supporting us now. And to really open that gateway to receive more support, to really give permission for it to come in. We can ask within, is there a resonance of gratitude in me here now? Not for or to or because of anything, just as a vibrate, as a resonance. I'm not needing an answer, just asking the question, is gratitude here in me now? There's no wrong response to this. And just trusting that asking that question is a way of saying yes and opening the doorway for more help and support. And maybe we know we've got gratitude, you know, for our guides, for our loved ones, for life itself, for whatever it is, for ourselves. Or maybe we don't. Maybe we feel other things. And it's nice to just take a moment to notice, do I notice anything? Do I not notice anything? Not judging it. There's nothing to do about it. But there's a kind of listening to ourselves exercise. What do I notice when I ask that question? It's gratitude here now in me. And notice if you're judging what's there. See if we can allow it. Even if there's nothing to notice. Okay. All right. And at this point, we can consciously, if you choose, give permission for all those of unconditionally loving integrity who are here to support us now, but also going forward and into life, to give permission as you feel right to, as you see fit, to say, yes, I welcome in support right now. Yes, I welcome in support here in this meditation and also in my life going forward. Oh, yeah. Maybe you're already doing this, but that was a general support welcoming, and now there can be a specific one. So what I suggest is starting, I'll start the sentence and then you finish it inside your own mind, heart, awareness. I welcome in support right now in this meditation and going forward into life with dot, dot, dot. And take a moment to be aware of each other in this field, because we're sharing this field even though we're working within our own space. And because it's just us, we can make this intention if you want. Us is where we recognize that in a shared group space, we can exchange at a higher level gifts, energies, frequencies, packets of information, all kinds of things can be exchanged in the etheric space of a meditation at a higher level beyond our conscious awareness when we're in a group field. So what I like to do is make a little intention at the beginning that says, I hand over all of that, all of everything I'm exchanging to my higher self, so that what we exchange between our higher selves. And I open to give and receive only that which is in loving integrity, that which is supportive, and I give permission to give and receive what's welcome, what's safe, what's appropriate, what's supportive in this space. You find your own wording for that. You know, what are you comfortable with? I emphasize it's our higher selves that take care of this, that keep us safe, that know what's appropriate. so that that's like going on in the background. It always is anyway. We're just amplifying it with conscious permission and intention. And maybe you feel like, well, I don't want to exchange anything. Just be with what's true for you. All right. Yeah. So with love and thanks to each other, I'm just going to settle into a few moments of silence before our little meditation journey begins. So making the intention and remembering that when we make an intention, we say it silently and then just let go. It doesn't matter what happens. Let go and return awareness to notice the sensation and rhythm of the breath in the body. So that's the pattern. Keep attention inwards. Okay. So making that intention to turn those eyes inwards and dropping that seat of seeing down into the heart and center. As though we're a part of us is resting here, reclined. Letting attention take in that rhythm of the breath. A lift and drop, the rise and fall. As a flow, moving in the body. And just perhaps this flow drops down from the heart and extends way beyond the lungs, but all the way to the base of the spine and back up to the heart. Letting us become more aware of how we feel in the lower part of the body. Opening to notice sensations on the soles of the feet, the base of the spine, where we're sitting. Just meeting those sensations as vibrations, not stories or needs, just vibrations happening now. noticing what happens to the upper body when our attention is with this down breath, down from the heart, all the way to the root, back up to the heart. And from the root, we can almost imagine something, the energy that's leaving us, just traveling on down into the soil beneath us, beneath the buildings we're in, beneath the surface of the landscape. Deep where that divine alchemy is always renewing energy, turning leaves into compost, into new life. Trusting that downflow, that there's nothing that Mama Gaia can't take from us. And I can almost feel the body do a little dance of celebration as all the cells realize they can let go of everything. Everything can go that wants to go. It's safe. So let it all go. And those parts of us that have been holding can let go. Let that breath take care of it all. A breath in every cell, just as there's a breath in the body. All of life breathing all the time. In within you, out with the waste. I'm just trusting that we don't need to process right now. We've known and we've seen and we've been shown all the things we're letting go of. So we can just let it all be taken care of in the breath. Hey, Anna, how much? Just see if there's that little celebration, if you can feel that celebration. I'm getting it from the field right now, this joyful. It's coming from the cells, the elementals in the cells. And it's very sweet. It's lots of wheeze and whoops and yays, kind of celebratory energy that the old is passing. And you can give yourself an instruction in this moment to your innate intelligence, your higher self, and just say, anything I'm holding on to that's a dead story in me, that's waste, can you just take over, please, and let this go as is safe and appropriate? All right, we're just settling back in to notice that rhythm of the breath. Still with that down from the heart breath. It's not the only thing going on in this space. It's just what I keep bringing our attention to at the moment. It's just an anchor for everything else that's going on right now. You know, we have an anchor, we drop that anchor down, and this is what we're doing right now. Letting attention travel down from the heart to the root with the breath and back up. So we're just going to say the word into this space and let vibrations move in the body. Don't try and change anything or control it, we're just going to let it move. So staying with this down breath. Let the word trust this now. As you say those words to yourself, be with whatever moves. You know, this can bring things up in us, or it can drop us down, or it can do both. So if you feel to, just say those words for yourself again. Trust this now. Oh, yeah. Whatever moves, let the breath carry it home, whatever that means. And trust what's moving too. All right, last time, if you feel too, saying those words into your own field that's coming from you. Pointing to that down breath and how it continues on, taking the waste into the soil. Okay, so trust this now. And two extra words, and they are, and surrender. Repeat those if you feel to. And surrender. Last time. And surrender. And staying with the breath, just noticing the sensations in the body. So we're trusting that beautiful intelligence of life, of the breath, and trusting that breath of life is everywhere in us, in and all around us. Life energy in its purity, wholeness, and harmony. Here for us, here to support us, creating and recreating. Whatever we choose in any moment, any part of us or our lives. So still just letting things move. Making whatever here is here now welcome. So just in this space, there may be parts of us that are resisting that life breath or are confused by what's happening or have things to say about it. We're just letting it all be here now, staying with the breath, not trying to figure it out exactly, but welcoming any sensations or vibrations. Having this awareness that perhaps, just perhaps, we're letting go of what we thought we were. And inviting all those parts of us that might feel anxiety around that, or agitation or nervousness, just to move a bit now, be here now. We're letting go what we thought we were, and where we're letting it go from is cellular, the energy in the cells of our body. So it's like the body is taking off an old piece of clothing. That's one way of looking at it. An identity script could be anything. There's something else we could let go of if you want to. Give ourselves that instruction now. To let go of anything we thought we were here to do that's not 100% our truth right now. There we go. Don't need to know what it is. And ask our higher selves to deliver that email later. I'll let go of anything I'm not here to do. I let that energy go from the cells in my body. And here's a brave one. It could be a very beautiful one. So feel into whether you want to say this. Not just stay with the breath and your truth right now. I let go. If anything, it's not for me to have. I let go of having what's not for me. It's a way of letting go of whatever we're holding on to. To make space for what's more appropriate and more aligned. So I'll just say one last time, I let go of having what's not for me. All right. Well, with all that space that's been made, we're going to return to that flow of the breath now. Make the intention to follow it from the root back up to the heart, from the heart back up to the head, and then down to the heart. So from the heart up to the head and down to the heart. Just if that feels right for you. Not stay with where you are and follow your truth. Maybe that breath is actually flowing in an infinity now, from the heart to the head, from the heart to the root, the heart to the head, the heart to the root. As you follow that breath from the heart up to the head, we can open And just make the intention to open. And stay with how you feel. Let the breath be there. Doing its thing. Opening to the possibility of spaciousness now around the mind, the head, and even if there are sensations happening there, opening to the possibility that all around, whatever sensations might be there, all around them perhaps there is also spaciousness. Expanding out in all directions. Okay, and as we breathe, we follow that breath from the heart up to the head. Maybe just a small part of that energy continues to flow upwards to source above, the sun above, great central sun. Whatever we imagine is that source above. Maybe we don't need to imagine it, just let that flow up, taking with it all those thoughts that we're attached to the energy that's already left ourselves. So all the activities of the mind no longer serving us now, in this moment. Connected to what's already left our bodies. And just give ourselves instruction to let go, not to manage this. There we go. I'm going to stay with that lovely infinity eight now. Letting attention go with the flow of the breath, wherever it flows to. Letting go of trying to achieve anything or do anything or be with anything. So what I'm being shown now are the DNA strands. This guy's letting us know that, wow. And they're just showing these as opening. I'm going to leave you with that. Wow. So with all this spaciousness and letting go, we can just trust that part of that breath, that infinity breath, is drawing in from the soil and down from above and from any direction, all directions. What's coming in to energize our creations now? What's coming in to clarify our thoughts and mental processes now? What's energizing the cells in the body? Nourishing them. There you go. And allowing that spaciousness in our thought processes and mental activities. Just trusting how those are being reconfigured right now. And simply allowing spaciousness means that how we think and what's going on in our mind will reconfigure itself in response. All right, the last part of today's meditation. We're going to land back in our hearts again. Don't worry if you're not with this. Your attention is elsewhere, that's fine. The words are going to speak to a part of you that may or may not act on this. So stay true to your now experience. Be with the breath in the body and the sensation in the body as a whole. We're just going to speak to this now part of the meditation. We make the intention silently to land back in our hearts, where there is. A gateway to the front of our hearts. And we can imagine that as we breathe in from within the infinity of ourselves, of all that is, into our hearts. As we breathe in, perhaps we are also breathing in from all of life. So imagining this flow that opens, the gateway in the front of our hearts opening to this flow of breath from all of life. So just perhaps we breathe in from life, filling our hearts. And letting that breath flow out of the back of our hearts and then return. And into the front of us and then return. And to the back and to return. But don't try too hard with this. Just stay with how you feel. And trusting that what we breathe in from life, we're breathing in from the purity of life. And it's simple, harmonious wholeness. That's what we're connecting with. That's what we're breathing in. So letting go of all ideas now and this idea of the breath and just being in the heart. And what I'm being shown now is a gateway in the front of the heart. And it's almost as though we can choose to step through with our attention, into the blinding, brilliant, beautiful white light of life itself. Of love. Nothing to do. And as we're breathing now, we could just imagine perhaps that we're breathing this stream of white energy within us. Perhaps we fall backwards into our hearts. And trust what we're breathing in of this beautiful energy that we may be contacted into the heart. Up from the heart to the head and back down to the heart. Down from the heart to the root and back up to the heart. And in any other direction, from the heart and back, from the heart and back. Where does that light want to flow? Don't need to know, but we can ask. And just stay with the sensations. Even if there's not much to notice. And just while we're here, we can extend our imagination to be aware of all the cells in the body and imagine that the center of each cell is a gateway, that the center of the energetics of each cell is a gateway. And just as we are in our bodies breathing in this white light from the heart and back, from the heart and back, we can imagine the same activity happening in the energy of every cell in the body. Everything we've done, every breath we've made in this meditation can be happening in every cell in the body. This gateway to source is open everywhere in us. Maybe we just let this white light fill us up from the inside for a few moments, as though there's nothing else to see or be with. Maybe we notice all sorts of other colors in there. Maybe we don't. We just, with the isness of now. Okay. So letting go of being with that when you're ready and letting ourselves come back to settle in to breath, the center, the sensation of sitting on the chair or wherever we are. Giving thanks to the light or to whatever we were with, or wherever we want to direct those thanks, be to love itself or to light itself, to whatever came in for us. And giving our intelligence the instruction to continue to breathe in what's for us, release what's not in a way that's loving, safe, benevolent, and appropriate. So as we let go of being with the extended process, we know we're going to take something with us. You could say, I let the breath of life continue in all the cells of my body and being in a way that is safe and harmonious, loving and kind. And I let go of managing this. Just know that even though we've opened, as we settle in, we're energetically settling in as well. Letting the energetics around the head reconfigure and settle into a new configuration, one that supports that expansion that happened and the letting go and receiving in that we were within the process. Yeah. Okay. And again, the re-energetics around the root, supporting that breathing out and breathing in, allowing those energetics to settle in their new configuration. There we go. And a big breath. When you're ready, a deep breath. And I suggest listening to the body and letting it move us, stretch us, wriggle us, even stand up if you need to at this point. The reconfiguration around the head, that's something that's going to continue. So be gentle with ourselves in our movements after today. Gentle with the physical movements. And just be aware that there is, I think, a lot that's going to continue after this session. So, yeah, being kind to ourselves, I think, going forward from here. All right.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Cash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.